In Florida, the protesters have departed from the hospice where Terri Schiavo died yesterday. But the bitter dispute between her parents and husband continues. They're now planning separate funerals. The Terri Schiavo story touched many Americans and, as Juan discussed, involved many politicians. None more than Florida's Governor Jeb Bush. From Miami, Day Today's Eric Weiner reports.
The drama surrounding Terri Schiavo could have unfolded in any of the 50 states, but it happened in Florida, and somehow that makes sense. The state, says Susan McManus, a professor at the University of South Florida, is a microcosm of America.
We have age splits, we have the partisan split, we have newcomers, we have old-timers, we have native-born Floridians, we have people born from everywhere else. So we truly are the picture of America all in one state, destined to be at the center of contentious issues because we're so split politically.
Florida is an outsized state with an outsized governor. Jeb Bush is not only the president's brother, of course, but a political force of his own. And Jeb Bush took an interest in Terri Schiavo long before her story made national headlines. In 2003, he pushed through a law, later deemed unconstitutional, that kept her alive. So when Terri Schiavo's feeding tube was removed 2 weeks ago, her parents once again turned to Jeb Bush for help. Here is Randall Terry, an anti-abortion activist and family spokesman, speaking shortly after Schiavo's feeding tube was removed.
Governor Bush, we love you, we trust in you, we believe in you, and we are counting on you to intervene and save Terry's life.
In the end, of course, Governor Bush was not able to save Terri Schiavo, and the pleading turned to anger. Some protesters compared Bush to Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor who sentenced Jesus to crucifixion. One anti-abortion group said Jeb Bush will be remembered as a moral coward. Governor Bush did not respond directly to these comments, but he did express regret that he was not able to keep Terri Schiavo alive.
I wish I could have done more. That's the sadness in my heart. There are a lot of really dedicated people that have worked really hard to protect Terri Schiavo in this office. And in the end, there were limitations on what we could do.
Analysts say most of those on the religious right recognize that and do not blame Governor Bush for Terri Schiavo's death. But by taking such a visible role in the Schiavo case, Bush bucked public opinion, both here in Florida and in the nation. Matthew Corrigan is a professor at the University of North Florida. He says that for Jeb Bush, the Schiavo case was not about politics.
I don't think anybody questions the governor's sincerity about, you know, his belief in this issue. This is a part of a pattern that the governor really believes that religious convictions do have a place in public policy, and he's been consistent on that.
Jeb Bush converted to Catholicism in 1994 after suffering a humbling defeat in a gubernatorial race. Ever since, he has peppered his political speech with references to God and steered a conservative course on many issues. But he's popular with a cross-section of Floridians. Rarely have his approval ratings dipped below 50%. Jeb Bush is considered a hands-on leader who, unlike his brother, revels in the nuances of public policy. Again, Susan McManus of the University of South Florida.
Jeb Bush is very well read, very knowledgeable. He will be inclined, if you email him, to respond back to you. Several of my students have done that just to see if it was all talk and no action. And
now, wait a second. You're saying that your undergraduate students emailed the governor and he personally replied to them?
Oh, yes. He has an email address you can write to the governor, and he doesn't always respond, but he does have a record of doing that, and it's well known across the state.
When Floridians elect a new governor next year, Jeb Bush's name will not be on the ballot. He's legally limited to 2 terms. He says he has no plans to run for president in 2008, but Jeb Bush is still young, only 52, and he's not ruled out a presidential bid in 2012 or beyond. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Miami.